Over the past several years, Congress has been ineffective in addressing the needs of the nation. The primary reason for this is the polarization or division that exists between the political parties. Divided, we are ineffective. United, we can accomplish so much good. We hear in today's gospel Jesus telling us, "Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and greater ones, because I am going to the Father." After Jesus' passion, death, resurrection, and ascension, he shared with us his Holy Spirit, who empowers us and the church to do the work Jesus did. He empowers his church to become his body. The Spirit enables the church to grow through the ages and shapes it in ways needed for the contemporary world, ways that will help prepare a true dwelling place for all humanity and all creatures. What was the work that Jesus did? He proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom of God. He desired that God's reign happen in this world as it did in heaven. He healed the wounded and broken. He forgave and facilitated reconciliation. He became the servant washing the feet of others, rather than exerting power over them. "Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and greater ones, because I am going to the Father, and will send my Spirit upon you." We who believe in Christ will do what he has done. Christ infuses us with his Holy Spirit so that we can continue his work. In San Salvador, in the country of El Salvador, in a small hospital next to the chapel where Archbishop Romero was martyred while celebrating Mass, a community of religious women, the Missionary Carmelites of St. Teresa, helps low-income patients suffering from cancer. They are doing the work that Christ did. In South Sudan, a sister gathers members of the Dinka and Nuer ethnic rival tribes suffering from ethnic conflict. She prays with them as they bow their heads, asking God to help them reconcile with each other and see each other as brothers and sisters. This sister is doing the work that Christ did, advancing the reign of God in that corner of the world. Some 200 sisters from more than 20 congregations gathered in a town in Sri Lanka to minister to victims after terrorist attacks on several Catholic churches. On April 21, 2019, three churches experienced bombings attributed to ISIS. On that day, approximately 272 people, including more than 50 children, were killed and more than 500 injured. The sisters provide counseling and support to help the survivors recover from that traumatic and horrific ordeal. In Sri Lanka, there are 33 women religious congregations with more than 2,280 active and 165 contemplative sisters and nuns. There are also 25 men's congregations with 788 priests and 165 brothers who are also helping in this ministry. The sisters, priests, and brothers are doing the work of Christ. We, as the body of Christ in the world today, who are his church, are those Christ uses to go and prepare a new place for all people and all life in this world. The place Christ prepares for us is not only in heaven, but also here on earth. Christ invites us to engage with people in need of healing and reconciliation to help shape the new world that is coming. When we are united together, we can accomplish so much good for others and our world. In the letter to the Ephesians, we read, "Live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all."